Conversations in the South Office.
I'm Craig.
And I'm Lisa. And we're back!
We're back. It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah.
Too long.
We took a little sabbatical from this, not on purpose, just because of the way business was. It's been really, really busy here, I can tell you. It's full steam here. We have fully recovered. There's a lot of things going on. Trade shows are back. Business is back. And one thing about this is when we're back to normalcy here, everybody's busy, so it's good. We're enjoying it.
Yes, we are. We like to be busy.
Yeah.
We have the holidays coming up, too.
We got fall weather in the air. We've had some Halloween activities here.
Yes. I noticed one of the last times we did a podcast, we were talking about our Halloween costume contest.
How long ago was that?
It was last year.
Okay. That shows how long we've been removed from this.
I know.
Yeah, and we're that time of year again, so it's probably some stuff on social media about that.
Yes, yeah, we have some costumes. People really brought it this year. I was happy.
Pumpkin decorating
and costumes and food. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And that's only the beginning of it because here we go. Thanksgiving's coming.
Yep, it is food season. So it's a very festive time of year, so glad to be back here recording in the South Office. It's been a while, but happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Hey, we're going to do a little something different this time around. We always sit around and talk about industry trends and what's going on in the freight business, but we'd like to have a little bit more fun this time and have a guest here that has some prior associations with Airways. We have Rowdy Johnson with us.
Yeah.
Say hello, Rowdy.
How you doing?
Good. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Every day is a good day. I'm pinching myself, man. I'm like, after this, I play a house party for people hosting us camping. So we're on their property. We get to deer hunt for the next 2 weeks. And I'm like, life is good. I'm like, I'm going to do this every year. They've been asking. They've been fans of mine for probably 15 years.
Uh-huh. And it's an RV park in Prairie Grove?
No, just people that got a big farm in Prairie Grove. Sweet people. They're going to be here tonight. They've been here before.
Yeah.
At most of the events I played with. Just we become really good friends with them. So they got a place to park, plug in with sewer and everything. It's like, man, why would we go?
That's outstanding.
Got all this beautiful land to look out. I mean, it's just every night when the sun's going down, you just look out the front and there's deer everywhere. Like, I'm coming for you.
don't shoot the local ones now.
Deer.
Come on. Rowdy comes to Airways from a background of a company that used to use Airways for shipping and currently still does, Sincardia.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rowdy, tell everybody about how you came to know Airways and how you have a relationship with us.
Yeah, I worked for a company called Sincardia out of Tucson, Arizona that manufactured and still manufactures total artificial hearts and medical devices. And at the time, I was in charge of logistics and we've used the same carrier forever, but every now and then you find out you got to have a backup plan. Doing something so critical, if you have all your eggs in one basket, not good. So we were searching for not necessarily a replacement, just somebody else to help us. And we had one shipment that just had to go, time critical. Man, we had to move heaven and earth. And I remember I had a friend of mine, Manny, helping me at the time. We had this card from Airways Freight. They'd done their pitch and I'd kind of set it to the side like so many others and said, maybe. Well, he took the initiative and he did it. And generally on a new company like that, you'd want to give them a softball and just kind of see them hit it across the... But no, he gave him one that counted, and not only did you guys deliver, man, you delivered on time, very professional.
Our first pitch was a fastball. So
100%. You couldn't have got more eyes on it.
Let that be a lesson to all you agents out there. Hand out those business cards and keep handing them out, right?
It does count, yeah. And coming through in that, I remember I was on vacation, so I mean this was my number two, making a decision to take a chance on a company really didn't know much about. And I got back and got the spiel on how great they were, so I made the call and introduced myself and said, I think we'd like to try you again, but let's try easier one this time. And it became so easy to use. And the thing I liked about and still like about Airway Spray is the people. When you call those bigger companies, it's 1-800-THIS, and you don't know who you're going to get. You don't know if they're having a bad day or if they even care. And but when you call here, man, it didn't take long for not only them to know our names, we knew their names, and we found out there was just a handful of people that handed our little niche of what we were doing, and you felt like you were getting personal service. So we got to learn a little more. They would let me know what goes on behind the curtains as far as how they facilitate not telling a customer no. And I think that's amazing. I think there are a lot of companies out there who don't know what their limitations are, and I like the fact that we were being, you know, talked to honestly. And
when it doesn't come more time critical than when you're shipping an artificial heart.
It really doesn't. There are times to where shipments are just a backup, just to restock a shelf, and we know that. But there are those ones that for whatever reason, a patient walks into a hospital that isn't equipped, but they've been trained, they just don't have the equipment for whatever reason. When you're dealing with expiration dates, that happens. You shuffle inventory around. But there are times where it can't get any more serious. And I've never had to go past the first person who we call here at Airways Freight, generally speaking, when something goes wrong, we start going up the food chain. So I've never had one of those talks with Ken and the good people at the top here, except to Pat, Eric, and, you know, and everybody on the back. It's very outstanding. And then actually we learned a lot from working with y'all. We truly felt like it was a partnership where it was not, you know, I don't feel like y'all worked for us. I felt like we worked with each other.
That's the goal.
And I grew such a relationship and taught every employee that worked with me and for me. Man, you could call and ask questions, and if the answer wasn't Airways Freight, they would help educate you on why you should do this. And man, most people don't do that. And what I didn't understand about Airways Freight at the time, it took me a while to learn this, you guys didn't want the everyday packages. I mean, that's what the other carriers are. They build, that's their bread and butter. You're the specialty. You're the things that can't get done. There's limited
challenge.
Yeah. And it took me a while, so we started to make a little cheat sheet if it checks this box. And I'll tell you, it got to where, man, we started giving over things to us that were everyday shipments we would still do with you guys. As long as you didn't say no, we're still going to do it because of the experience of doing it, just how you place an order. I'm sure we got educated on the website. I'll tell you, we were one of the customers that never used the website. I'm sure you got a wonderful website that helps people do shipments. But we got so used to having like a template email and just things that worked for us. And you guys worked around that. And I mean, we didn't have to bend. I mean, it felt like you guys bent for us. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But from a customer, it felt like, man, you can never ask them anything they're going to say no to. If they say, you know, I don't know. It just felt like we were getting educated on the whole process. And everybody that was ever sent, I realized we never saw, quote, Airways Freight trucks pull up, and I didn't know about that either. So you vetted everybody that comes to not only our place of business, but any place that we're delivering stuff to. That means a lot. I mean, somebody's walking in representing your company.
That's right.
Right.
And we vet all those companies on a daily basis, because there are times when some are no longer qualified to do it, and times when brand new ones come.
Right.
And they're all representing us
right
every instance.
We only had a few times to where we just felt like whoever in whatever region, maybe they were new to your guys' system or whatever. And what's great is you can call and say, hey, the shipment, you know, it was delivered, but here's how we could do better. And it was never, ever hostile. It was always civil, and it was always a growing, you know, sometimes you see that company still grow and still stay on board, and other times, as a customer, we would help you push those ones aside that maybe they passed the vetting but didn't stand up when it came to, and that happens. But that just shows from a customer standpoint, you know, you guys were always asking, how are we doing? You know what I mean? Not many people people want to know. They don't want that phone call. As long as the house isn't burning, don't call us.
90% of all feedback is negative, so most people don't ask for feedback anymore.
If you think about it, yeah, but we constantly, and I train my staff. I said, man, you know what it feels like to be praised. And I said, you got to do that. And I think there's value in that. Don't lie. I mean, we were never embellishing. It was always, we were blown away at some of the stuff you guys did logistically. You look mileage wise and like, how's this even possible? It's like you guys got a secret jet somewhere. Easing stuff in there. But.
That's fantastic. That's great to hear that you were a satisfied customer.
Sure.
You've completely switched gears now and are living a completely different life. So tell us a little bit about that and what led you to jump off that cliff.
Yeah, well, during my years at Syncardia, I mean, you guys, you know, Ken, the team, you know, Santina, our sales rep, everybody, they found out I did music on the side. And when I say on the side, it was, I've been very blessed, man. Based out of Tucson, Arizona, never really went to Nashville like most people do to get their career across the finish line, but was just blessed early on with good songs that people heard, and then I started to do tours, and my company, Syncardia, would let me go. They'd give me vacation time, and sometimes when I'd be with a big star that they were happy to be fans with, that as long as I bring them back an autograph, you know, they were proud to send me. So now, COVID just kind of, you know, it's everybody kind of hard. And instead of being a negative thing, it felt negative at the time. You know, I felt like financially our world was falling apart. And Syncardia was struggling just like every other company just to make it through. And when it came down to it, I just felt like now is the time. God's pointing me in this direction. Take the lunch. So now I do music full time. We cashed out, sold our home. We're all in. We bought a tour bus / RV that my wife picked out because my biggest purchase, I had no say-so other than I'll take it. And,
can you hear the jealousy? Can you hear the jealousy in all the listeners right now?
Yeah.
I wish I had the guts to do that.
But we took the plunge.
When COVID said you shouldn't, because live music was like, man, dying on the vine.
Yeah. Everybody was telling me, you picked the worst time to do this. And but I will say, God has a plan. He puts you where you need to be. I'm a believer, and things have worked out for the best. I mean, we have a 4-year-old granddaughter that we adopted, and this is not how we would have wrote the script, but everything happens for a reason, and it's working out. So not only financially, it's just working out, and we wake up every day feeling seriously blessed. And it's not a matter of how much money's in the bank, it's the fact that we trimmed all of our needs. You know, we cut down our cost of living to where it doesn't take much to keep us going down the road. And we have enough friends and fans around the country to where you can go and park on someone's property, play a house show for them and trade and even make money sometimes. And so it's just nice to be able to do this. And every time I've come anywhere near Arkansas, sometimes I go way out of my way. I'll say, Ken, we're coming through. I can be here on this date. He's never said no. He didn't care if it was a Monday, Tuesday.
You're always welcome.
I'm like, man, this is, and I will say, going back to my love of Airways Freight, my wife and I talked about this as we were driving from Dequeen up here. There's something magical about those rolling hills and the mountains when you start getting up here. This place feels like home, and I'm not from here.
It's a beautiful country.
But knowing that Airways Freight's here, I'm telling you, like, if things ever went sideways and music did not pay the bills, I would absolutely 100% be knocking on the door to, this would be the only place I would apply.
Yeah. So, we would take you.
You know what I mean? It's just, and I just tell you, anybody out there listening, you've never seen a company like this. I mean, when you see it in person, it's different. You go back with a whole different mindset.
Well, and it's not built like a corporation.
No, it's not.
You drive up and it looks like
it's family.
It's a home style building.
Yeah.
It is, seriously. I can't stress that enough to people that don't know what you guys are doing. If they're just picking business cards and names and logos and Google, they're not getting the picture. So it's seriously people who want to be here. You have, at least over the years, I know I've seen spouses work here. I've seen, you know, sons and daughters work here. I mean, that literally, who does that? Huda, who says, hey, man, I'm having such a great time at work. You should probably come here. I mean, most people don't. They hate going to work. So, I mean, I know you have to work somewhere. So if you do have to go to work, you may as well smile while you go there and coming home, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Well, then, you've been our entertainment for a few months of picnics as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You've seen us in party mode.
Yeah, I have. I have. And I've been blessed to see, you know, Ken and Denny and stuff out across the country. I just happen to be touring through somewhere and we find out we're really close to each other. Like, okay, so we meet up and have dinner, swap stories, and again, it's family. It's really amazing and it's an honor to come here. I mean, on an off day for me, I mean, this is vacation time. This is when I don't want to do any shows, but I'm like, this isn't a show. This is just hanging out with friends and playing some music.
Yeah.
And hey, check out these new songs I wrote. See what you think. And a lot of times over the years, my wife, she's gone through cancer, and it's been a very hard road. And that was a big factor in us doing this music and jumping off and taking the leap of faith, because she beat it a little over 4 years ago. But it's done damage, and we feel like we're on borrowed time, and you don't know how long you're gonna get that. So every day you wake up is a good day.
All the more important to be doing what you want to do.
We're in a hurry to live, not wait and talk about down the road. And I could be financially better off if I worked a little longer, put more away, and did it safely, but I may not get that chance. I may end up doing it alone, and that's not acceptable. So, it's just, it's changed my whole outlook on life, and we're trying to inspire others to not necessarily do the quote irresponsible thing that I did to go live your dream, but man, live your dream, whatever that is. And if you find you're in a place of work that doesn't complete you, it's a big world out there. Go somewhere else. I mean, come here. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel like we're supposed to lift each other up right now. There's a lot of darkness going on in this country, man. And it's just so, man, everywhere I go, people seem to be happy. And I'm like, man, maybe we're going to the right places and seeing the right people and staying away from the gloom and doom and despair. And I was like, man, there's a lot of good, hardworking people out here that still love this country, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of negativity out there, and I tell you, just back to the transportation world, there's labor issues. There's all you have to do is do a little research on any of the transportation related media, and they're all talking about driver shortage, truck shortage, nobody can get any freight moved. They're warning that you better order your stuff for Christmas now, you're not going to get it. All the ocean vessels out there in California that can't get a dock. It's a mess out there, and there's a lot of negativity, so it's kind of nice to push the reset button.
And you got to acknowledge the good that's happening out there, man, not just the bad. I mean, there's so much. I can't tell you. I mean, driving this big rig that I do now, I feel like I'm a truck driver now, and I constantly have such respect for the truckers out there, and you see how many there are across this country, and you realize how, you know, I'm trying to educate my granddaughter that everything that she touches came off a truck. You think about that. Everything.
That's it.
Yeah. Everything. I was
you,
like, I
you
can't
stop
think of
that
anything.
Industry. Yeah, it's come off a truck.
Yes.
And every I was like, store wow. you go in, every shelf you look
yes.
at.
Yes. It's huge. It really is. So, we should respect them. And, you know, where the next generation of truck drivers going to come from? You know, you hope they're still out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, freight keeps moving. And you guys are a big part of why that's happening. And I can only imagine the stress of having to adapt and overcome constantly, because the game is always changing. You have to evolve, or you're gonna watch people pass you by.
So you got some music for us, huh? You wanna play something?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, let's stop talking about this.
Yeah, stop talking.
And life in general. Let's hear some.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can travel this big, big country from sea to shining sea. We should thank the Lord and the ones who died so we can be free. If there's a flag out on your arm and you feel like you've been blessed, then you, my friend, are one of America. And it's remembering the ones who died, lending a hand to your fellow man when he may have a little less. Now that's America's best. America's best. Now we should stand up and salute her, the old red, white, and blue. We should shake a soldier's hand, everything they do. 'Cause if you're glad you have your freedom, let us not forget all our wounded vets with no regrets. They're America's best. Yeah. It's a beating down in your soul you can't hide. It's looting the walls that it's remembering the ones who died, lending a hand to your fellow man when he may have a little less. Just like America's best, America's best. I love America's best. God bless America's best.
Did you write that song?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You brought a tear to my eye.
That's hard to do with Lisa.
I know, because I'm cold. No, just kidding.
Cold-hearted.
I'm a king of tear jerkers. I thought about that. I was like, man, that ain't even the tear jerker. That's...
Oh, no.
Don't do that to us.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm like, man, every time I come, they...
I gotta go back to my desk. I can't live like that.
We'll be crying all afternoon.
We're going to call laying back these days. I'll do a little bit of this. This is kind of where my life is right now.
I'm laying back these days. Lord, I guess I'm settling down my rough and rowdy ways. I don't drink quite like I used to. I have a cold one now and then. You know I love my wife and I love my life and I love my rowdy friends. And I'm laying still mean, you best believe some things just never change. But I'm laying back these days. I'm settling down, but I'll still be around until my dying day. They run this country down. Well, I'll stand and fight for what is right, and I'll damn sure stand my ground. Well, you can say that I ain't quite the man that I used to be, but I'm proud of who I am these days. So hell, you best just leave me be, 'cause I'm a little... I'm settling down, but I'll still be around until my dying days. I'm laying back these days. You know I'm still mean. You best believe some things just... had a change. But I'm laying back these days, and I'm settling down, but I'll still be around until my dying days.
Are there any areas of the country your music has not taken to YouTube yet, as far as
there's
travels?
Man, I've been really wanting to get up to like Montana and Idaho and stuff like that. I've been to almost every state in the lower 48. I've been to Hawaii. Haven't played Alaska. Alaska is so on my bucket list in Montana. And it's weird. If I see a skyscraper, we took a wrong turn.
Yep.
So I'm not in a hurry to go play New York City and stuff like that. No offense. So I'm
no
just
offense.
Kinda,
but the skyscrapers need to be in the rear view mirror.
I love the country. I love just being out in middle America. Man, there's everything in between. Played up and down the coast and stuff, over, you know, east and west coast, down south, everywhere. But yeah, I want to get to Montana and Alaska. I think those are my bucket list places. I've even played Fargo. Not in wintertime.
No.
Yeah, I'm staring at that place.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm hoping to travel the world, man, and one of these days. Maybe get a private jet sponsored by Airways Freight. I'll deliver some freight on my way.
Had you ever played Dixon Street here?
No, I've heard about it. It's just every time we've come through, we've never been able to really stay. And it's kind of been a last-minute deal. So now that I'm wide open, I know the people here got a lot of friends and connections around the area.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then, this is always unique because, I'm playing here, and I've already had fans see my tour schedule, and they're like, can I come? I was like, no, not this one, man, not this one.
Private show.
Yeah, and then tomorrow's a private show, too. So, again, I got to get some areas up here that are more for the public, too, and still be able to, if I'm coming through again, I don't care what day of the week it is, I'll stop and play. It doesn't have to be a big production. I just can't. And them, you know, they like to show off a little bit. So I'll never
Should
say
we
no.
edit that part out.
Just a little bit. I can tell you the key to being happy is having my wife with me, because Ken, man, he makes her feel like a queen everywhere we go. And he's a sweetheart, man. Valentine's Day, he really got me out of a bind in Vegas, man. He found out I was in Vegas. And, well, we just walked right in and got seated in a sold-out place, and Mr. Johnson this, Mr. Johnson that. I was like, Mr. Ken Center said, set this up, wouldn't he? I know how you are. But God bless him, man. I didn't tell her until afterwards, but I looked like a
kid. I was going to say, if you didn't tell her before, you just told her now.
Yeah, she knows, and because we, you know, he's just so kind. And so many years she hasn't been able to come health-wise, and she's here. She had a bad day yesterday, but I think she's going to have the energy to come in and visit, and this is a big thing on her list. And we were puppy-sitting a baby beagle, so it's just barely weaned. So we got this little tiny, cute little puppy on the bus out there, along with our little chihuahua. So we're like the traveling circus, man. This is not how you expect to think a rock star would say. I joke. People ask, what is it like touring full-time?
Well, you said you feel like a truck driver.
I'm a truck driver when I'm driving. But with the baby girl, man, it's SpongeBob and Fruit Loops every morning. You know, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's good stuff.
Well, we appreciate your time coming in today.
You.
It's always a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best. Wish the wife all the best in her recovery.
Thank you.
And keep touring and let everybody know where you're going to be. I guess there's a website.
Absolutely.
Or something you want to plug, or
Rowdy,
Facebook. Or?
Yeah, rowdyjohnson.com. The easiest play. Full tour schedule's up there. I call it the forever on tour. I'm always on tour, so I'll never say no. I mean, we're even playing on our birthday anniversaries. It's just a calendar date, so any date we can play, our dates are there. We're available to come anywhere from private shows to, man, we played a big festival down in Natchez, Mississippi just now that was amazing. A historical home down there. It was...
Live music is coming back.
Man, it is really cool.
People have been...
But being, you know, just acoustic or solo like this, it allows me to go everywhere and say yes when bands are having to say no because of the logistics of getting people somewhere. But.
Right.
Well, man, it's been a pleasure to have
you
here.
Appreciate you, man.
We appreciate the visit.
Also,
always welcome.
You get to follow your dreams.
Yeah. Hopefully it keeps lasting. So it's up to me, man. Y'all come to a show, please. Yeah. Go in there, buy some music, buy some shirts, buy... It's all going in the gas tank right now.
And puppy food.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Rowdy. We appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you.
Conversations in the South Office is brought to you by Airways Freight, where we're delivering more than performance. The views and opinions on this podcast are solely those of the hosts and guests of Conversations in the South Office podcast. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Airways Freight, management and staff, or any and all contributors to this podcast. And if you want to learn more about Airways Freight, feel free to visit our website at www.airwaysfreight.com, or you can check us out on social media or on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also catch our podcast on Spotify or YouTube. Be safe and thanks for listening. Bye.